Here we go. We are up to mitzvah, Tav Kuf Pei Hei, 585. The mitzvah, second mitzvah that relates to Mashkon in our discussions, the second out of five mitzvahs in this section of Kisetze that relates to Mashkon we discussed two times ago. The mitzvah of the Lo Saaseh, not taking for a Mashkon any type of utensil that is used in the kitchen to prepare food. And today we get to the mitzvah of the Isser of taking a Mashkon by force. Says the Torah in Perach of Dalad Pasagud, if somebody lends their friend anything, lo savo el beso la avot avoto. Do not take anything. Do not enter their house. That's the language of the Torah. Do not enter their house la avot avoto, which it means to take a collateral, to take a mashko, to take a security. Bachutz tamod. You have to stand outside. V'ha'ish asher atano shebo, and the man that literally you are biting, you are lending money, you lend money to, yotzi elecha es ha'avot achutza. He will bring the avot, he will bring the mashkon, the mashkon out. We will get to that if you, even in this case, if you take a mashkon, you have to return it to him at times of need. If he's an ani, we'll get to, you can't keep his pajamas during at night, and you can't keep his items that he needs by day during the daytime. That'll be separate isurim coming up. But today we have the psukim pasuk yud and yud aleph. If you want to take a mashkon, you have to stand outside and let him bring it out to you. That's the psukim in the Torah. It says the Sefer HaChinuch, now describing what is this Isser about, not taking any type of mashkon by force. Even if it's Magili, he owes me money. Still, unless Beis Din declares that I am allowed to take it, I can't just go in and take it. That is the Isser of the taking a mashkon by force. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu milamashkein biyadeinu bebalchov, we are commanded, we are not allowed to take a mashkon in our hands from a balchov, klomar halove ela b'mitzvas hashofed v'ayde shlucho, only through a judge and law and order, or through the shliach bezdin. Lo shenikpo tanachnu v'navo b'bayis balchov v'nim shacheyu. Even if he owes us money, we can't just go in, right? There has to be law and order, right? Ishesre, if without government and without law, ishesre eochayim blo, as it says in Pirkei Avos. See here too, even if I deserve it, I can't just go into his house and take things unless I have a warrant by the courts, and they do it. Oshenim sa'eyu bashuk v'nachtof ha'mashkon biyado, or I'm not allowed to find him in the shuk and I grab the mashkon from him. I'm not allowed to do that, even in the shuk. This line, the Minchas Chinuch points out, is really a machlokas, rishonim, between Tosfos and the Rambam. Rambam, and the Chinuch follows the Rambam, holds that this is true, that even though the example in the Torah says, if you go into his house, you're not allowed to take it, you have to stand outside, lo savo al beso, and that is the Isser, but the Rambam and the Chinuch both feel that even if you are outside, you're nowhere near his house, and he is holding something, and you grab something from him against his will, that also is Aser D'Oraisa. Aser D'Oraisa. While Tosfos, in Bamitzia Kuf Yud Gimel, holds that no, only going into one's house is a D'Oraisa, grabbing from him in the Shuk is Aser D'Rabbanan. Right, that is Aser D'Rabbanan, you shouldn't do that, but the Torah doesn't include that in this Isser. Why not? According to Tosfos, it must be that the Isser has something to do with the bias. With the bias, trespassing and taking. That's part of the Isser, according to Tosfos. Not just grabbing. In both cases, you're owed it. In both cases, is this really an act of stealing? He owes it to you. We'll talk about more of that connection with Hashem soon. But in both cases, it's a little hard to say. He owes you money. He didn't pay you back. It's past the time. And, you know, what are you going to do? So that's the chiddush of the Torah. You still can't go into his house. That is the chiddush. But Tosfos says only to his house. If you see him in the shuk, you're allowed to take it. That's not called trespassing. While the Rambam and the Chinuch on the ceiling says no. Any forcible taking of a mashkon is included according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. Okay, machlokas number one that we have here alluded to says the Menachas Chinuch. The Alzen Nemar, back to the Chinuch now. Lo savo al beisol avot avoto v'lav davka bayis elohu adin achodim yad bashuk, as we just explained. V'loshen haMishnah. The Mishnah which says, Hamabas Chaveir lo yimshacheninu, ela bebezdin, v'likanis bebeso lito mashkono. That's the pasuk. Fine. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah? As we just explained, there might be a root differences between, is it a trespassing? You can't just trespass and go take your items. Or is it no, just taking it back by force at all? So the Chinuch says, Misharshi ha-mitzvah. Kidei shalo yu b'nei adam behefker, v'yar b'hachamas, ba'aretz, This shouldn't just be robbery and acts of grabbing in the world. The stronger one will go in and take whatever he wants against the lowest will. And the katan won't be able to do it. If everybody is governed by law and order, then everybody's equal. If it's called the olim gvar, whoever stronger wins, so then that is not going to be good for the greater society. Everything is done based on what the dayan says. And again, the important point here to remember for us is that even though magilanu, even though we deserve it, he has our money, but still, one is not allowed to go in and take it, even though, you know, we might be more heter and say, well, it's mine, so I should be able to go and take it. No, you still have to go through the proper channels. This does relate to the sugyan Maseches Baba Kama, which we're not going to get into now, of Ovid Inish Dina Lanafshe. That's just a question of somebody owes. This is specifically about a mashkon. So that's a sugya of, can a person, if let's say they took it to court already, and the person is not listing, or maybe even if they did it, that's a sugya in the middle of Bava Kama, which we're not going to get into right now. But let's see what the chinuch says. Midini ha-mitzvah. Masha amr zechonim levracha. She'echad ha-mal ve'echad shliach bezdin. Eino rashoi likanis le'besovo v'lamashkano. It doesn't matter if it's the malva, even the shliach bezdin is not allowed to go into the house. Ela halove yotzia le'ma avot b'hachutz. But he has to, the shliach bezdin, you know, he could summons him, but he has to wait outside too. Ma bein shliach bezdin lebal chov atzmo. Is there any difference between the shliach of bezdin and the bal chov himself? Yes. So shliach bezdin yesh lo rishus lenateach hamashko mi'adalove bizroa kishemotza b'chutz. If it's not in the house, the chinuch says, then the shliach bezdin could take it by force. V'hamalva ino rashay lebnat chov mimenu achim serenu lo alove midaito. And the malva himself, no. Even if he's outside, as the chinuch said earlier, he cannot take it by force. This related to the Shliach Bezdin has to do, I wanted to mention something that was discussed in the previous mitzvah of Mashkon by the Menchas Chinuch. Shliach Bezdin, taking it by force. Let's say the Shliach takes it by force. Let's say a Shliach, not the Shliach Bezdin. Let's say my Shliach. Let's say I send the Shliach and I take a Mashkon that I'm not supposed to take. Whether it's a Mashkon Shel, Klei Ochel Nefesh, like we had earlier in Tavkuf Pei Gimel, or whether it's this Mashkon by force, who gets the Aveira? If I make a Shliach. So this is the Minchas Chinuch's discussion at the end of Tavkuf Pei Gimel. V'ksas sarach la'ayein, im sholeach shliach lachbo, v'ashliach chaval, v'nasan la'malveh, and then he gave it to the malveh. Who gets the aveira? So we usually have the principle, as we know, ein shliach l'dvar aveira, meaning the shliach gets the aveira. I sent him, see, he got it for me, he did the aveira, not me. Pashtus. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, ach mistavra dehu avar. But I think here, no, that the mishaleach, the malveh violates, the ein alav dafka b'lekicha, because the lav here isn't focused on the just taking, the act of taking, but the result of having it. Rak al shehu eitzel balabayis shalokeach lebitachon alachov. That's the isser. It's a result-oriented isser. V'chein, and then the Minchas Chinuch quotes the classic nafkamina. How do you know if something is maisa-oriented or result-oriented? Maisa versus totsah. How do you know? What about a goy? What about a katan? Right? If I send a goy to do it, okay, Richard of a katan. But a shlichus. They're labar shlichus. We call makom over a malve. The malve is still going to violate. What do you mean? Because the point isn't a shliach here. Kiva dehu etzlo lebitachon al hachov over hu kenira li umikol makom tsarech ian. I think it's result oriented. Similar, the two nafkaminas that are always quoted, result versus maisa, is akum and grama. Grama. If usually, many times in the halachas, the mitzvahs of the Torah, if I do something indirectly, I did grama, it is only an iser dirabanan. Like, for example, hilchos Shabbos. But once in a while, even grama is an iser daraisa. Where do you have this? Yeah, this is the Gemara Maseches Beitza, Daf Chav Zayin, the iser of being matil mum bekachim. We know Kohanim or Chashudim to put a mum onto a Bechor because they wanted to have it for themselves without having to bring it as a carbon. They would worry, they would put a cookie on the top of the ear of the animal, put him into grace with the other animals. The other animals would come eat the cookie, and they would eventually also eat the animal's ear. So the Pasuk, the Gemara, includes that in the Isser of Hatolas Mum Bekachim. Minayin shelo yigrom lo al yidei davar acher shelo yavi batzei godvei lov yaniach lo agabe ha'ozei kadei sheyavo akelav yitzlan. Tamal Omar Komum. Omar Mum, Omar Komum. That's included in the Isadaraisa. It's a daraisa. Why is it daraisa? Because it's a result-oriented mitzvah. If it was my problem, I caused the animal, doesn't matter if it's indirect, if I caused the animal to get a mum, then I'm responsible on a daraisa level. The other example given in the Rishonim is sirus. If I'm a saris, an animal, a person, the issue we discussed back in Sefer Vayikra, also, even if it's indirect, somebody takes a certain item to eat or to drink, and a side effect is serious, where they become impotent. So though, is that included? That could be the Issur D'oraisa also, and that's why I want us to be very careful regarding all of these halachas, because it's even Aide Akum, even Aide Grama. So you have the Issur of Atalas Mum, you have the Issur of serious, and here too, the Chinuch says, Minchas Chinuch says, in all these mitzvahs, these might be result-oriented, and therefore, the principle of Shlichus doesn't apply. So what, that I did it through a Shliach? You don't apply in Shlichus V'Aveira, because it was based on the result. A similar discussion to this in the world of Shlichus Udvar Aveira is what is discussed by the Ksos. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila in Perek Zayin has a very well-known formulation where he says, U'bechol HaTorah Kula, Zayin Beis, U'bechol HaTorah Kula, Ein Shlich Udvar Aveira Ela Be'Me'ila Levada. The only time you have an exception to Ein Shlich Udvar Aveira, meaning when you say Yesh Shlich Udvar Aveira, that the Mishaleach, the sender, gets the fault, is only by the Isra of Me'ila. Meaning if I send somebody to violate, to buy something for me with money from the Beis HaMikdash, then Yesh Shlich Udvar Aveira, I get the Aveira. As long as the conditions of Me'ila exist. That is the Rambam. The problem is that if you look in the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, there are other examples. There's not just Me'ila, there's Shlichus Yad, there's Tfichu Mechira, there are other examples. So what does the Rambam mean? It's a first Gemara. The Rambam says his only exception to the rule is Me'ila. What about Shlichus Yad and Tfichu Mechira? Shlichus Yad, if I'm watching something of yours and I use it without permission, I'm Sholeach Yad B'Pikadon. So there too, if I tell my Shlich to be Sholeach Yad, I'm responsible. I get the aveir. I'm an echshav gazlan. Or tficho mechira. If I steal a shar or seh and then shecht or sell it, also there, the Gemara says yesh shliach adar aveira. So why are those two left out by the Rambam? So the Ksos already deals with this in Simon Reish Tzadi Beis, quoting the Maharit. The Maharit says, quotes the Maharit, but verbatim. He says, that which the Rambam said, only Me'ila, not Shlichus Yad, and Atichah Mechira, V'yesh Lomar L'Daito, says the Maharit, this is the answer. Those aren't true cases of Shlichus. And therefore we would say, Yesh Shliach L'Var Aver. You're right, L'maisa, the Mishalech is responsible. The Rambam would agree to that. But the Rambam does not formulate those as Yesh Shlichus Udvar Aveira cases. What's our true case of Yesh Shlichus Udvar Aveira? Where the Shliach does the actual Aveira, the Mishaleach did not do the Aveira, and yet the Mishaleach gets faulted for it. That's a true case of Yesh Shliach Udvar Aveira. But in other cases, but by the cases of Shlichus Yad and by Tichu Mechira, the Mishaleach is doing the Aveira. Because those are similar to result-oriented aveiros. What's the key of Shlichus Yad? Says the Maharit. Lav midin shlichus hu, el midin posheya, shechayev akasev ez ha-shomer, bein shepasha al yedei atzmo, bein shepasha al yedei acherim, lefisha shmiraso alav. By Shlichus Yad, I have to be responsible for this object, for this pikadon. So if I do something to it, or if anybody else does with my command, I am lemaisa doing something to it. I am not being responsible. The point is not being responsible. So therefore, you're right, I'm chayiv. But not because it's his aveira and I'm getting defaulted. No, it's my aveira. Because I am not being responsible through him. That's the case by Shlichus Yad. The same thing he says by Tfichu Mechira. By Tfichu Mechira, what's the root of the chayiv? The root is hana'a. I am benefiting from my act of stealing. So if I benefit through my own selling or my shliach selling or my shliach shechting, I am benefiting from it. So those two, you're right. The Rambam agrees. Yesh shliach dvar aveira in the halacha sense, but not in the categorization sense. The Gemara said it, but you're right. The Rambam, in his conceptual analysis, he thinks that the only true example of yesh shliach dvar aveira, where A does the aveira and B gets the fault for the Aveira is by Me'ila. But again, those two are also similar. They're not really true cases, and therefore they would be a problem even through somebody else. That relates to the Shliach Bezdin issue that is discussed here in the Sefer Achim. Okay, now let's get back to our discussion of this mitzvah. And that is, again, the Shliach Bezdin and the Baal Chov both have to stand out of the house before they take anything. The Minchas Chinuch thinks there's a diak in the Rambam that the Shliach Bezdin would not get the, if you look in Os Dalin in the Menachas Chinuch, he says, "Dhalavze ino rak b'balchov." Avos Shliach Bezdin shenichnas labayis ino over b'alavze rak avid isura. The full isser does not apply to the Shliach Bezdin. After all, he's acting based on Bezdin. He's not allowed to do it. It's an isser, but lav dafka that he gets the full avera. So lamaisa, there might be some differences between the Shliach Bezdin and the balchov. The Menachas Chinuch though does bring up a very interesting point, and that is towards the end, the Nosvav. What happens if I got rishus from Bezdin to go and get it? Then he gives it to me. And then I'm going to learn the next mitzvah, which we have to give it back. Let's say I have his pajamas, so I give it back before nighttime. The next morning, he doesn't want to give it back to me. Says the Menachas Chinuch there, you're allowed to go in and take it forcibly. Once you have the rishus, once, of Bezdin, that's all you need. The mashkan is chaver b'rishus Bezdin. O afilu shalom b'rishus. The mitzvah of l'achzir amachresha. Or if I didn't, the hechzer l'lova. Let's say I didn't have rishus, but then I gave it back. The acharze ein alova rotzi litein lo oda mashkon nira divikei agavna rashoi likarnis l'beiso v'likal mashkon b'zroa. Since I had rishus originally, kiva the pam rishona shalaka hamashkon kanye tavikilu hivkeres l'lova. I was kona it right when I took it the first time, whether I took it, if I had rishus for sure, even if I didn't have rishus to do it, I might have violated an aveira, but once I have it, I'm kona it, and therefore, when I give it back, I'm just taking back my thing when I go back to get it again. And therefore, it would be allowed. Where do you see uses the lashon of kinyan? A mashkon is niknet to the balchov? So the answer is that's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says in kiddushin, on daf ches, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, on Chesma Beis, quoted elsewhere, Git im Psachim Shvuas, Bamatsia, Minai Dabar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minai Le Balchov Shekona Mashkon. How do I know that a Balchov is Kone a Mashkon? When Reuven lends money and then he takes the Mashkon, he acquires it somewhat. Even if he eventually gives it back. In the interim, it's his. He could even possibly get married. Get married with that to a woman is considered his. That's the context of the Gemara there in Kiddushin. Shenemar, how do you know? The Pasuk says, it'll be tztaka when you give back the mashkon properly. Says the Gemara, meino konet tztaka minayin. If I'm giving back his thing, I'm not doing a great tztaka. I'm giving back his own thing. It must be mine. And then I'm giving it back to him. I'm doing something above and beyond. So that's how you know. It must be mine and I'm giving it back. Mikan lo balchov shekona mashkon. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim. How much? What is the level of kinyan that a mashkon, that a balchov has in the mashkon? That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in Maseches Bamitzia and elsewhere says a very high level of kinyan. Even a chi of onsin. Even a chi of onsin is had, says Rashi, if, and most Tosfos assumes this is only a mashkon that was taken shelo b'shas halva, later on. If it's a mashkon b'shas halva, and even Rashi wouldn't say that. Shelo b'shas halva, so how would that be? Why is there such a high level of kinyan? The answer is, if he owes me money, and then I get a mashkon in lieu of the money, and it's time for him to pay, then that's kind of like a payment when he gives me the mashkon. It's like mine. If he then comes up with the money at a later date, okay, I'll give it back to him, but it's really mine now. If it's b'shas halva, okay, maybe it's just a security, it's not his yet. But if it's shalom b'shas halva, it's later, it's a time when he owes me the money, and I go get it, that's how Rashi could say that. That it's really mine now because it's in lieu of payment. Tosfos though, even though the svara is very mistaver, Tosfos doesn't say this, Tosfos has a kiddushin and a bamitzia, that no, the level of chiyav and mashkon is begneva vaveda, meaning shomer sachar. A shomer sachar level of kinyan is what one has in the mashkon. Just to end with a very important discussion of Reb Chaim, and that is starting with the Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch points out the Rambam in Os Dalin that the Rambam says, let's say this is does somebody get malchus for this isser if I take a mashkon forcibly? No, I don't get malchus. Why? Because I can return it. Return if I took it inappropriately. What happens if the mashkon gets destroyed before I return it? So then, was I mevatel the essay? So I would have said, and this is the Menachas Chinuch's problem, and this is the Ravitz problem, and the Chinuch's problem. The Chinuch argues on the Rambam here. You still shouldn't get malchus because it's a lava nitel tashlumin. So the mashkon is lost, but you should have to give back money. You have to give back money. But the Rambam paskins, you get malchus. You get malchus. If the mashkon is burned, you get malchus. And the Ravid and the others can't understand it. What does the Magen Mishnah say? The Magen Mishnah says no. The Rambam is beautiful. Why? Because really, think about it, says the Magen Mishnah. The Balchov should be able to take this. He's owed money, and he's not able to take it. Who says, why can't he take it? What's the answer? It's like, there's a kasev. So there's a custom that he's not allowed to take it. But is this a lav anitel tashlumin? Once he takes it, he has to pay back? No. He has the mashkon, and once you have the mashkon, okay, the item is still there. So you're going to have to give back the item. But if the item is not there anymore, says the Magen Mishnah, no. But that's Rabbeinu. Shein's a lav anitel tashlumin. This is a Magen Mishnah in Malva Velova, Gimel Dalet. Shari lo asra Torah zeh machmas hafkas mamon chaveiro. The Torah didn't answer this based on the uprooting of my friend's money. Shari no lo bechovo. I'm taking this for Yosmi. The ein zeh lo ganif lo gazlon. El xeris hakasiv haisa. Shlo lasos kol adam din latzmo. Xeris hakasiv, don't do this yourself. You're not a ganif, you're not a gazlon. The ein zeh lav anitel tashlumin. Shari lo vavamal ve ein machlokusa nachshav b'mamon. Avalu lav anitek laasei. And once the assay is gone, once it's, then you have, do not have any, to return any money. Along these lines, beautifully fits Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas, in Reish Mem Aleph, points out a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says that he has a lashon. Hachotev mashkon mi balchov shalo birshus bezdin, hareze gazlan. In Hilchas Gzeila, he says if you grab a mashkon from a balchov, you're a gazlan. What's the problem? That elsewhere the Rambam is clear that if something happens to the mashkon or other in certain cases, the value that is owed is from the shas ones, not from the shas original lakicha. And the problem is gazlanim kol gazlanim shalom shas agzela. You go by the act that's mechayev it. Later on means like you're just responsible for it, but you didn't steal it. Heck of the Rambam on the one hand say you're a gazlan, but on the other hand say that the achrayus goes by the later date. Says Reb Chaim in his beautiful way, you know what taking a mashkon is by force? It's a maisa gzela without chiyuve gzela. What you did is an act of gazel. But ultimately, did you cause the guy a loss? No, you didn't cause the guy a loss. It's your money. Your own money. He owes it to you. So Reb Chaim says, the chiyuvim come from Rechova Shmira, which goes later. But we have this elsewhere. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama. In the third parak, the Gemara says, in the name of Ben Bagbag, that you should not go into your friend's chatzer to take your own items. Al tikanes l'chatzer chavercha litol et shalcha, shelo bershus, shema tireh alav kaganav. Maybe you will look like a ganav. What does that mean? You're a ganav, it's your own stuff. So, in the Rishima Shiurim of Salvation, quotes his grandfather Reb Chaim there, same idea. Sha'asr l'gavra lazos maisa geneva, afilu en kavanasa lignov mamish, vein chalos din geneva, b'guf hamamon, v'zeo yiso din ben bagbag. Right, that is the idea of a maisa geneva without a chiyuv geneva. No, geneva has at least four parts. There's an iser geneva, there's a maisa geneva, there's chiyuve geneva, there's kinyani geneva. Well, so you could isolate them. For example, the shita that says karka nigzelis. So you didn't even do a Maisa Geneva on there. So there maybe you only have an Isser Geneva. Sort of the Stipler points out in Sukkah. An Isser Geneva. And here you have a Maisa Geneva. Sometimes you have Kinyani Geneva without a Maisa Geneva. Right? You ended up in your Rishus and you didn't return it. You didn't do a Maisa. But you have Kinyanim or you have Chiyuvim. So here's another example that highlights one of them. According to Reb Chaim, today's Avera is a Maisa Geneva without the Chiyuve Geneva. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time we'll pick up with the next two mitzvahs relating to taking mashkones, dealing with mashkones properly and improperly.